there.
I am wealthy.
I help millions of people around the world.
Muted.
I love it. Okay, so does anybody have a testimonial for today that they'd like to share? If you do, then
Hazik. I have one, and I've been holding it in since yesterday. I feel like I'm going to explode.
What is your name and where are you from?
This is Ayo from Alabama.
Say it one more time. I lost you.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Ayo Gert from Alabama.
I love it. How you doing, Ayo? Please share with us.
I'm absolutely adequate. Look here, guys. We say that I am the luckiest person I know. Please let me tell you about my Friday. It was my off day. I got blessed with a trip out of town. When I got out of town, I got blessed with $70 worth of clothes I got for free. I got blessed with a free lunch. On top of that, went to get gas, was going to pay, and it was Customer Appreciation Day at the gas station. I got free gas. And then another person paid to fill my tank up. When my got filled up, I got blessed with 40 extra dollars, three Monster Energy drinks, three Mellow Yellows, an extra hot dog, a water bottle, even chopsticks for my dad, some son, and a Frisbee. I am the best example of my best advice, and I am so grateful and so lucky. Money comes to me easily and frequently. I said, you wait. You just wait till this call in the morning. You just wait. You just wait. And I've just been running in place ever since. I said, you just wait. I'm going to get on this call.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, Ms. Gert. That is amazing. Like, I hope that people that have been are starting to feel, because what will happen, right, the power of environment is this. You'll say these things, and after you get off the phone, it's back to this regular little cult of mediocrity that we're all trying to break free from, where everybody's like, man, that's tough, you know what I mean? So if you find yourself fighting those types of thoughts, the beauty of environment being stronger than willpower is when you hear a story like that, it reaffirms for you that this is real. If God's word wasn't enough, if the testimony yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before wasn't enough, you get to hear another one today. But eventually, all of this stuff is going to float into your subconscious. You're going to understand that the universe is conspiring to make your deepest, brightest dreams come true, and eventually it's going to click for you. Everything starts with the seed. Thank you so much for sharing that, Ayo. That was wonderful. Does anybody else have one?
I have one.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
Oh, she can go first.
Oh, Hazi, okay. This is Calandra from D.C.
Okay, we'll take Calandra, and then we'll take the brother. Okay, how you doing, Calandra?
I am great. So three things. One, I am so happy and thankful. Last Sunday, my kids and I were at a park. You touched on something at the beginning of the call. My kids and I were at the park, and my son was with his friends. It was a school trip, and my daughter and my godson and I were at the playground at this park. The train came around, and we decided to go get on the train. Well, we sat our happy selves on the train, and lo and behold, we needed a ticket, and I didn't know that. So I said, okay, we got to hop off this train because I don't have a ticket. So we hopped off the train and was about to go and get a ticket. And the guy said, well, what's going on? I said, well, I don't have a ticket. So I had to track all the way down the hill to get a ticket if I would have purchased one. Well, he said, well, if you give me $3, I'll let you get on. So I was like, oh, all I have is a $100 bill. Let me scramble around the bottom of my purse for some change. Well, I found the $3 in change, gave him the $3 for each one of us to get on the train. And he also told me that when the train came back that he was going to be sitting for a half an hour, so the train wasn't going to move for a long time. So It was extremely hot outside. So we got on the train, we rode and rode and had a good time, took a lot of pictures. And we came back, got my son, we left. And when we, as we were leaving, the ambulance, the fire truck was rushing down the street. We didn't know what was going on. I got home later that day to find out that the train that I was going to get on, if I had got that ticket, had flipped over and 20 people went to the hospital.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, you just gave me chill bumps. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, I promise I get chill bumps every other day on this call, like on off these testimonials. Calandra, that's God. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are six faculties of the mind, y'all. Will, perception, reason, imagination, memory, and intuition. Intuition is God talking to you. Mm-hmm. It's like you got a GPS and you think that you should take this way home because you always do, but the GPS, the satellite system, what I call the God positioning system, can tell you there's a traffic jam down this route, so no, take this side street. That's what you're hearing right there. That is amazing, Calandra. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, so two more things. I have my son listening in on the call, and before he knew, he's only listened once. Mm-hmm. He's only listened once. This is the second time listening in. And before he knew what you were going to say before you said it. So to me, that was a proud mommy moment because he was actually paying attention the first time.
Wow.
He's 13 years old. He's sitting here and he's saying it with me. And before you can say the next line, he knew what you were going to say. And he was whispering it to me. So we sitting on the bed high-fiving each other about it. And the third thing, is these affirmation calls really do work. For anybody that's new to the call, and I'm very laid back. I normally don't speak, but for anyone that's new to the call, they absolutely work. You have to speak what you want in your life. And for me, I have I've gotten four new business partners in the last 3 weeks, two just last night. But one every other week that I've been on this call, every week that I've been on this call, I've gotten a new new business partner.
Tell them, Calandra. I really appreciate you sharing those three super poignant, salient, just testimonials. That was amazing. You and Ms. Gert made my day. Okay, we got one more. We got one more, brother. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah, how you doing? How's he?
I'm really good.
All right, man. This is Jamerson Davis, man, the one and only from Atlanta, Georgia, man.
How you doing, Mr. Davis?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, man. I call, you know, these calls every day, and, you know, I've been wanting to share this, but I felt like it was the right time today. And, you know, I know you haven't seen me in a while. I've been working on the night shift, so I've been trying to, you know, get myself off of that. And I had a really great blessing to come in to get a new job offer that can actually help me to get my entrepreneur thing on. And it's just really great to see that I can actually, you know, explode my business with this because it's going to help me out a lot to be better in business concerning. So, you know, I had an interview on Monday and I blew it out the water. So I'm really excited to be able to, you know, do this and the business at the same time because I'm going to actually be able to help people, you know, dealing with credit and things like that. So it's just, man, it's unrealistic, man. I'm just so, you know, happy and grateful, you know, like we say every day. So I just wanted to share that to share with anybody that's listening that, you know, like a lady said before me, and, you know, these calls do really help, and they really, you know, they help you out through the day, you know, throughout the week and throughout the month. So, you know, I just wanted to share that.
Man, thank you so much for that, Mr. Davis. Millionaires,
right.
The check is in the mail. It is nothing. Time and space are nothing. This is like favor ain't fair. God does not love the CEO more than God loves the janitor. The CEO is strictly dealing with different information. He has strictly given himself different programs. If you were born to a CEO, you'd be learning the ways of a CEO. If you were born to a farmer, you'd be learning the ways of the farm. If you are born to a worker bee, they still love you. It's just that you were taught the ways of a worker bee. You were taught the ways of the working poor. And ladies and gentlemen, millionaires. I want you to understand that it is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. We get to take this moment and make it the best moment we've ever had. This gets to be the best day of the rest of our lives. If our future is not brighter than our past, what are we doing? We're just waiting to die. Nah, not us. Plan out your day when you hang up this phone if you didn't do it before you got in this phone. Write down 5 goals that you're going to accomplish today. Make sure that if you party tonight, it's because you are celebrating your execution of those targets that you plotted out. You are not having to celebrate the result. You're celebrating the execution of the proper actions that lead to that result. I love you all. Make sure you text message at MillMind, MillMind, like millionaire minded, MillMind with the at symbol in the beginning, to 81010. That's at MillMind to 81010. You'll join Dear Millionaire. We'll get you all kinds of things. You'll get reminders about these calls if this is your first time ever on here. I love you all, and I'll see you in the morning. Let's make today the best, y'all.